Bilam, who was the Navi of the Umay Sa'olam, one of his pronouncements was a scary pronouncement. I mean, many things were scary. But he said, Oy mi yichya mi sumoy keil. Many drushes in Chazal as to what that exactly means. So here's a medrash that says, Kishiroh, when Bilam saw Malchus Revi, she saw the final golus. Shehi goizeres shmad al Yisroel umavateles mo'ad mishabosis. That she was the golus, and in golus the golus roimi edoim. So they get the gzera was shmad to convert Jews and to be mevatel yomim tovim and shabosis. Kinyan shenema veyizbar lahashnoyo zimnin vedos. It's into that they wanted to change the zmanim and the observance of the yomim tovim. Hischil machris bekoil godel veoimer. Oy mi yichya mi sumoy keil, v'zohi chevli Moshiach. He says, "This cry of pain of those who are going to live at this time. That time refers to the time of Moshiach and suffering the pain of the chevli Moshiach. Melamed shehein koshin mikol tzora. We see from here that this is the most difficult, the most painful of all the tzoras. V'alein omer Yirmiyo, ve'eis tzora hi liyakoiv." This is what Yirmiyah was talking about in his Nevuah. This is going to be the ultimate Eist Tzora LeYaakov, Umimeno Yivosheya. And from this Tzora, Klal Yisrael will be saved with the Bias HaMoshiach. It's really very simple observation. But when you think about the Golus, you think about everything that Klal Yisrael has been through in this last Golus, just even to think about the previous generation and the Holocaust, and to think about all of the things that went on with crusades and pogroms and who knows what, like, you know, that Kimat, there wasn't a page in our history book that wasn't full of bloodstains. And yet, when Bilam looked into the future and saw the matzav of what's going to be at the time of the Bias HaMoshiach, and he saw that there was one Tzora which was greater than everything else. Kosher mikol Tzora. This is what evoked from him, I don't know if it was pain, if he said it in pain, or if he said it just the realization of how painful it would be, but it didn't pain him, that I don't know. But it's what was the ultimate pain? What is the ultimate Tzora greater than all of the bloodshed and all of the suffering of Klal Yisrael throughout the Golus? It's the beetle of the it's the Gzeiras Shmad. It's the bittel of the Yomim Tovim and the Shabosos, and this is Eis Tzora Hi LeYaakov. This is the ultimate Eis Tzora LeYaakov that the Novi Yirmiyah was talking about. Klal Yisrael not either being forced to convert or being mevatel the Gzeiros, the Yomim Tovim, the Shabosos. Now, this is talking about Gzeiros, and which is certainly in a darga even worse. But when we think about it, what do we have more sensitivity to? Do we have more sensitivity when we think and we focus? Just today on the news, I heard that somebody went into one of the gas chambers and took a picture from the inside and put it up on YouTube or something. And, you know, like, people should know and people should see. And a discussion about whether it was sensitive or inappropriate or appropriate. But it just hearing that, it sends a chill through your spine. Somebody goes into the gas chamber and took a picture, and you start to think of what happened and how many lives were extinguished and how many children's lives were extinguished and it's someone else told me just the other day that he saw something we don't see too much anymore. He was over here in the Nautilus, a Hatzolah person, and he saw a woman there with a number on her arm. And, like, whatever she asked him, it was just like what this woman must have been through, the suffering that she, you know. And we look, we have that sensitivity. And yet, we're almost offended when people refer to the Holocaust that's going on in Klal Yisrael today, when the intermarriage rate for Jews they say has already reached 70%. That's not including the, I don't know whether they factor in the religious community or not, but that's a number, even if it's not properly done, but it's mind-boggling. And the level of hakora, of appreciation of anything, just to think of an experience that just comes to mind. I spent some time with a nin v'neched to a name that I won't recite publicly, of the godless of who his great great grandfather was, and here he's telling me, he says, what was something about, you know, that war in Israel around that that Jewish holiday, it couldn't get out the words Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur or whatever they say, you know, it couldn't remember which Jewish holiday, couldn't pronounce the name of Yom Kippur. It's like, this is, and yet this we're not so sensitive to. And Bilam saw, and the Novi decried that this is the true Eist Tzor El Yaakov. So if on the one hand we feel we're living in a relative time of security, and just not so push it either, the security in the world today, but we really have to reflect a little bit about that the greatest Tzorah of our time, the Tzorah that the Nevi'im, Novi Umas Olam and the Novi Yirmiyah as well, as Oy Mi Yichya Mi Sumoy Kel, what that really is, dwarfing all of the other, dwarfing, I don't know, but Kosha Mi Kol Tzorah, that this is the one he pointed it out, Mi Yichya Mi Sumoy Kel, what is this? This is what it is. This is when he saw this, that's what made him cry out this recognition of, oi, who's going to be able to tolerate that pain, that suffering, that sorrow, that tragedy of a Klal Yisrael that is in such a matzav. And the truth of the matter is that even if it's not big zera, you know, there's freedom of religion in most places in the world, many places, certainly by us. But I'm not sure that self-design is not even worse in a certain way. You know, we just... And it's a very, very serious situation. Okay, what do we have to know that maybe could be helpful in improving this situation? A lot of things that we have to know. But the end of the parsha where the Pasuk says that Vayochel Om Liznois El Benois Moyov, and the whole Maisa there with Baal Peor. So the Sipurnu says as follows: Vayochel Om Liznois Tchilas Inyonim Loihoyo Lavoid Advoid Azora Klal. The beginning, when they started, when they got into this parsha here, they weren't interested in doing Avoid Azora, not at all. Avol Hoyo Liznus Bilvad. They wanted only Znus. Omnom Korolohem Kemoyshe Ida Hatera Kisha Osro Lihischatin Beumois. What happened to them was the phenomenon that happened, that took place, the dynamic which took effect, was that which the Torah told us, you're not allowed to be mischatan b'umais, because v'kor alecho v'ochal to mizivchoi. First, they're going to bring you, you eat from their korbonos, their mizivchoi. V'lokachto mi b'noisov, you'll take from their daughters. V'zonu b'noisov, and then they'll come to znus. V'hiznu esponecha charei Eloheihem, and then they will mislead and lead away your children after their gods. So there's a process that takes place. So the Sipurna says, Shekach darko shel Yetzirhora lotzeis meiroa el roa kemoyshe idur abiseinu. The Yetzirhora works that way. The Yetzirhora starts meiroa el roa, and the roa sometimes, it seems, is innocent. And here the roa that it came to was no way in mind at all as the roa that they eventually ended up. In fact, if you would have asked them, No sheiches, because they don't want Avodah Zorah. They weren't holding by Avodah Zorah. They heard Anochi v'lo yeh lecho mipi agvura. But that's the derech of the Yitzhar. It starts with something, and once he makes an inroad, and that inroad is one thing leads to another thing, and he's able to, you know, you're ready to this, so what's this, how much worse is this than that, and how much worse is that than this, and how much worse is this than that, and before you know it, even though this is the farthest thing from my mind originally, it ends up mamish to be Avodah Zorah. But Lemaisa, there's a medrash that they bring that when it says Vayichar Af Hashem B'Yisroel, What was the reason for this? Lefisha ein choroin af bo le'oilim b'yoyser ele b'gilei arayis. Says choroin af really comes from gilei arayis. So what's pshat over here? The gilei arayis was really the cause of the yetzer hara bringing them to something worse, which was the avodah zarah. That was the shalshelis that the Sepurnu talked about. That there was first they started, they get a, like the Torah says, they're gonna get together, they're gonna eat, they're gonna this, and eventually lead them one on one, and eventually they mamish did an act of avodah zarah together with this the influence of the goyim. So it seems though that from this medrash that the worst thing at all, the charoin af Hashem, comes biyoiser from gilui arayis more than anything else. So I want to suggest that it's just a suggestion, but I think that it's significant. That in a certain sense, gilui arayis is the greatest problem. Because gilui arayis is the taiva that's naturally within a person. Avodah Zarah today, I mean those days, I don't know, they had a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, but gilui arayis is mamish, it's a universal taiva, cannot be compromised, cannot be removed, it's universal. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Minhu Enoishi, today that there should be a kium to the Minhu Enoishi. And the inyan of gilui arayis is that I lose control. I don't have control. When there's no control, then anything happens. The lack of the ability to control is the worst. The charoin af comes for gilui arayis because gilui arayis is this such a powerful taiva, and there's the inability to control it. That anything else can come. Avodah Zarah and everything can all follow because that's the ultimate weapon that the Yetzer Hara has. If a person doesn't have the ability to control taiva, albeit a very difficult taiva, but then it's break down everything. It breaks down everything. There's no resistance. There's nothing stopping me. And the truth of the matter is that the distancing, the drifting, the assimilation of people, ruba de ruba starts with taiva. Now, those people that don't know anything, that never learned anything, so it may not be just taiva, although sometimes it's the taivas of the world that keep them going, and they know that unless they, if they start getting involved in any religious pursuit, so then there's restriction, and then there's purpose, and then there's God, and then there's directives, and there's compromise. Maybe they know that. But certainly people who drift, and we have unfortunately a lot of that, the taiva is where the drift starts. Because, and there's a desire, and I can't control, and so many times we see that a person is making tremendous strides in Yiddishkeit, and growing, and the nesoyin of taiva comes along and just sends everything in reverse, because this I can't control. And once I can't control this, I lose the self-control. I compromise the self-control. The Yitzhara comes in and, well, you did this, and now how about this? And if you're doing that already, well, that's so wide. Before you know it, it's all the way down to the bottom. And if that's the case, that we have to be so careful, especially in this one inyan. If it could lead to a Baal Peor, which is the most despicable human, I can't even say it publicly what it was that they did there for Baal Peor, and it could lead to that, it lead a dor dea to people who were exposed to so much, who saw so much, who experienced so much, who lived that much, and to be, the taiva is not shaykh, it's not shaykh what could happen. And if that's the case, you know, in our generation, we have such a tremendous nesoyan, because there never was a time in history where you can't build walls and fences against the taiva. You always, you know, if you build a wall high enough, so then the taivas can't creep over them. And not so today. Today they don't have to creep over them. The taivas can penetrate through the walls. The taivas can penetrate through buildings, through anything. There's nothing, you could be up in the sky. You can connect with all the taivas in the world. And it's like the danger is so great. So if this has such a power, and if this is such has such a spiraling effect, and that's why ein charoin af bol oilem b'yoseh ela b'gilei arayis, because this gilei arayis giving in to taiva is what destroys everything. That's the yisod. Because once a person allows that breach to take place, avodah zarah is not far behind. The worst things can happen. So, in Mitzad Echad, I think that we have to be very careful with that and educate people that that's a serious, serious concern and not to take it lightly. And Mitzad Sheni, in order to do so, in order to be motivated to do so, and in order to feel things in a proper perspective, we have to realize that the tragedy today, it is a Holocaust. Is a Holocaust with maybe, I mean, I don't know if it's popular to say this or politically or socially correct, but the numbers seem to be exceeding the numbers that we lost in the Holocaust. And this the assimilation that's going on and the intermarriage that's going on, and even the deflection from our ranks is something that's so tragic. And we have to maybe take a lesson from Bilam, and to look and to see that oy mi yichya misumay keil, this is the greatest sorrow that we could have, and whatever we can do, both in keeping ourselves appropriate and in helping and reaching out to others, it certainly can go a long way in alleviating what is seemingly the greatest sorrow that we have today.